USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tourists are getting out of the Bahamas ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Ed Fields from Atlantis Paradise Island Resort says while he does not expect to be directly hit by the hurricane, he is concerned for the other islands and says visitors from other islands need to be cleared out.
Government of the Bahamas has put any evacuation orders for people in the northern part of Abaco and parts of Grand Bahama.
Midland, Texas police say a mass murder suspect was shot and killed at a Synergy Theater in Odessa, Texas.
The information that I have is there is one suspect. The suspect is deceased. Multiple injuries to citizens. We also have some law enforcement who has been injured.
Odessa Mayor David Turner describing the scene, at least five other people are dead and 20 others wounded. This all started with a traffic stop on Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Millions of Americans are traveling for the Labor Day weekend, and the good news is that gas prices are cheaper on average nationwide than they were this time last year. Robert Sinclair with AAA tells Yahoo News this is a great time to be out there on the open road.
Lots of crude oil around. There are new refineries in China and Asia, and that leads to a lot of product coming from that area of the world to the West Coast. We're getting a lot of product coming from Europe, but also the United States is now probably the number one oil producer in the world, upwards of 12 million barrels per day. That's more than 2 million from just a couple of years ago. So we are swimming in crude oil, and because of that, we think gasoline prices will continue to go down.
North Korea's vice foreign minister said on Saturday that recent remarks made by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo regarding North Korea's rogue behavior will complicate peace negotiations between the two countries. Pompeo made the comments while speaking at the American Legion National Convention in Indiana on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Indiana's Attorney General says California's increasing homeless crisis is due to the state softening penalties for drug offenses and other crimes. Curtis Hill tells Fox News that the increased homeless population has been an unintended consequence of Proposition 47, a measure that reduced some felonies to misdemeanors.
Well, Proposition 47 in California was intended to reduce criminal behavior, criminal conduct, or reduce penalties for particular conduct that was described as not important, non-serious, non-threatening. And the result was supposed to be more compassion for those who commit so-called nonviolent offenses. The unintended consequence is it became an invitation for those who engage in illegal drug use or minor offenses because the penalties were just not there. And as a result, you see people who now have no place to go, and it's drawing in the homeless groups that are creating unsanitary conditions mm-hmm. and threatening behavior and really intolerable conditions for cities all over America.
Los Angeles Angels fans are speaking out after the news that Halo's pitcher Tyler Skaggs died from an accidental drug overdose. Kelly Campos still can't believe what happened.
His future was right in front of him. His life was right in front of him. He took it for granted and threw it away. And for what? Alcohol and drugs. So that's the sad thing about it.
A coroner ruled that Skaggs had a mix of alcohol and illegal drugs in his system. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.